Dr. Robin Sublevsky is the director of breast imaging at Allegheny Health Network. And doctor, it seems to me on the one hand, I want to say that all women at this point should know the importance, the significance of getting mammograms done. But somehow or another, we tend to get lax. We tend to say, oh, I'll do it next month. And we're just not as timely as we should be.
That's correct.
Why is that?
I think as Americans, our society is a very busy one. And like you said, we get, you know, from one day to the next, we forget things. But opportunity is here in October to just send out the word and remind everybody how important it is to get their annual screening mammogram.
And we just heard from a caller, Teresa, who said that she did her regular self-exams. But last year, it turns out she had breast cancer. It was detected from her mammogram. And it turns out the lump was so deep in her breast, it never was detected through a self-breast exam.
That is a common occurrence. We do find a lot of cancers, and especially in women with large breasts or dense breast tissue. And sometimes the earliest signs of cancer are not even a mass, but calcifications are things that we only see on imaging. So again, really important to get that screening mammogram.
So speaking of getting that screening mammogram, tomorrow, October the 5th, from 8:30 in the morning until 12 noon, and then later on in the month, Allegheny Health Network is having something called AHN Pink Out. What's that all about?
So we're having these events where women can come in and have their mammogram done. They don't need to make an appointment, but it must be at least 12 months since their prior mammogram with multiple locations throughout the area, like you mentioned, tomorrow from 8:30 to noon, and then again Thursday, October 24th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the Thursday event later in October, also encouraging groups can come in together, groups of family members or friends. But if they do come in groups, we advise you to give a call ahead just to make sure we have enough time to accommodate your group.
And the benefit of coming in a group, and you mentioned family member friends, often there's one in the family, there's one in the group who is hesitant for whatever reason. And if you come in together, you kind of support and encourage.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things that drives me absolutely nuts is when a friend or a colleague or an acquaintance says, oh, yeah, I don't get my mammogram done because it hurts. Is that common? Do you hear that, or do I just have special friends?
No, it's very, very common. And I just like to remind patients and women in general that while the test may be uncomfortable, the test has gotten better with newer technology over the years, but also it's a very brief test, and it can actually save lives and prevent a lot of pain and suffering, you know, through a diagnosis of breast cancer. So the momentary discomfort is is the greater benefit, definitely, to earlier detection.
Now, mammograms have come a long way as well, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm hoping you can speak to this. Do the vast majority of insurances cover at least some portion of mammograms?
Yes, a majority will cover at least the screening mammogram, the 2D version, which is the routine mammogram. The 3D or tomosynthesis version, again, the laws have been passed in Pennsylvania that insurance carriers would cover that. Sometimes the insurance carriers that are outside of Pennsylvania, though, even if the patient lives in Pennsylvania, may not cover that. So it is important to check with your insurance company to check for coverage. But most exams will be covered.
And are there specific circumstances or instances that would dictate whether or not you need a routine or a 3D mammogram?
Well, actually, the majority of patients will benefit from the 3D mammogram, the tomosynthesis. So we encourage everybody to get that if they, if they can. It helps to pick up cancers and additional cancers, but also it reduces the chances of a woman having to be called back for additional imaging. So we encourage everybody to get that in the current day and age.
Now, you mentioned for the pink out days, which are tomorrow on the 24th of October, you had to be 12 months out from your last mammogram. Is that still the general guideline to get one every 12 months?
That's correct, yes. We still recommend a yearly mammogram, again, because the earlier we catch a cancer, the easier it is to treat. So if you wait 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you know, we may be missing the earlier signs that are going to be easier to diagnose and treat.
Now, and also, and I apologize, I just don't know some of these facts off the top of my head like I used to. Is there an age in which you should start getting your mammogram? Is it 40?
It is 40. It is 40 for the general population. Every woman beginning age 30 should have a conversation with their doctor, whether it's their primary care doctor, their OB-GYN, to determine if they're at any increased risk of developing breast cancer based on family history or, you know, other medical history. And they may tailor the starting age of the mammogram based on that. But the general population should start at the age of 40 and get a mammogram every year.
And I'm just curious because I know there was a lot of attention earlier this week when Beyonce's father came out and said that he had been diagnosed and treated for breast cancer. So while we as women, we get mammograms and we talked about this yearly process, are there things that men go through to check or see if they could be affected by breast cancer? I mean, how does that work for men?
So we don't recommend regular screening mammograms for men like we do for women for the general population. If a man has any concerns about his risk, for example, if he had family members who had breast cancer or other strong indications that he might have, like a gene that might predispose him to a cancer, then he should sit down with his physician and they can discuss if he needs to have screening on a regular basis, which would be more of clinical exam than a screening mammogram. But otherwise, any man that has any lump or bump or symptom like a skin thickening or anything that's concerning should go to their family physician, get checked out, and if they feel necessary, they would send the man to a breast center to get a mammogram to further work it up.
Indeed. Now, tomorrow, 8:30 to noon, Allegheny Health Network Pink Out, and I can just Google that and get the specifics on the locations and just walk in and get a mammogram.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds like good stuff. Doc, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
You too. All right, ladies, you got no excuse. We just told you, you don't need an appointment. You just have to find the locations, and there are multiple locations. So now what's your excuse? Yeah, I didn't think so. It's 2:45. AAA Traffic on the Fives, brought to you by Bowser Chevrolet, celebrating that grand opening in Beaver Falls and now Monroeville. Greg Mack.